We're back to The Drive Home with Jeff Plotzman on Fox Talk 950, 100.7 FM.
True confession time. I am a huge, huge fan of Downton Abbey on PBS. It's one of my favorite shows. It's not on right now, but I mean, I'm like hooked on that. So I've been paying very close attention to what's happening over Channel 5 because it has some issues that it's going through right now. And Robert Giovanetti. Of course, we love Robert because I always talk football with him in a past life. And now in charge of Channel 5 until he figures out what they're going to do over there. So Robert, what is happening with PBS in Lubbock? It's difficult.
You say it's difficult?
Yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult for PBS and for public broadcasting all over the place right now.
Well, sure. I think any entity that relies on taxpayer dollars and other public funding, everyone goes through a squeeze of some sort, and it's no different right now at Channel 5 and at the radio station also, 89.1. But we are, you know, we are very positive. Texas Tech believes in public broadcasting. Texas Tech believes in having a strong presence on both Channel 5 and on 89.1, and nothing that has happened recently or has not happened has changed that thought from the system's standpoint towards what's going to happen with radio and television.
Now, there have been some some funding cuts, and there have been funding cuts all across, you know, the campus in some areas where you look at it and say, you know, you gotta make your own hay and make your own sunshine. That's not unusual for that to have happened.
Well, no, it's not unusual. And as far as budget goes, and you know what happens, especially in a big entity like this, sometimes starting in February, March, you start looking at the budget for the upcoming year. And our budget actually will be approved at the August board meeting, which will be held in El Paso, and that's where we'll set the budgets for all the institutions in the system, Texas Tech Health Science Center, and Angelo State. Their budgets will all be approved by the Board of Regents going forward for the next fiscal year, which starts on September 1st. So we're in theory, there has been discussions of cutting the budget for KTTZ. Nothing is official yet. There's been no signing on the dotted line of that. There has been discussions of cutting the funding that we are receiving right now at the two entities, starting with fiscal year 13. But none of that is official yet until we go through the board meeting in a couple weeks.
What are the options for the station now? Because I've heard that some folks were saying, well, maybe KERA, which is the fine PBS station in Dallas, maybe that they'll run the operation here. Is that still a possibility?
I'll be perfectly honest. I'm in on all the discussions. I've never had a discussion about, hey, let's let KERA come in and and use the station as a pass-through. All of our discussions have been, what can we do to make this, and everyone looks at the television channel, but the radio is involved in this also.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to make these things viable, strong entities? And can they be self-sustaining? I don't know. I mean, obviously, it comes from fundraising and gifts, and we've got lots of great people that support us. The arts community and people that are involved in the arts have been very supportive for 50 years of the television station and 25 years now for the radio station. And you know, we count on those people a lot. And I know there has been some concern, especially that the news had come out that the budget cuts may be coming up. And so all we have talked about, we have not talked about, well, doomsday scenario. We've talked about, you know, how can we turn this into a positive? And we feel like the station going forward, any changes would start on September 1st, obviously, with the funding. And you know, we've got some reserves for the station, and we've got some great planning for some local programming. And we're going to see how we can operate from that situation. It's been our goal all along to say, can this be an entity that survives? Survives with less of a budget than we have now, and if that came to pass, and again, that has not come to pass yet, but we've got a great development team that's working with us, and we're going to just be positive and see what we can do. And we've got some great ideas for some local programming. I think it's very important. Yeah, I know you can do that with KERA, and they could come in and do what they want, but I think it's very important to have a television radio station that's local, that we can promote Texas Tech, and we can promote the Health Science Center, we can promote what's going on in Angelo State, all the great things. And that's what you lose if you use it as a pass-through.
Well, what do you think the future is of public broadcasting and NPR?
Yeah, I think these are kind of troublesome times. I mean, you look at, what's funny is, if in the grand scheme of things, when you look at what CPB, the Committee for Public Broadcasting, who funds these stations, their overall budget is such a drop in the bucket to the overall federal budget. But I think when you start looking at, hey, where are we going to make some cuts, sometimes it appears to be easy money sitting there. And, so we had a gentleman from the CPB here a couple weeks ago talking to us at the station, and CPB understands this, and they're based out of D.C., and they know, and they've got a feel of the political climate, and they send us updates on what's going on. And one of the things that they look at is, are there ways we can run our shop better? And we get, we get CPB funding to the tune of, over $800,000 a year. And that helps with programming and to get some of those great programs, Downton Abbey that you talk about. That's all helped pay for that by that. But CPB has got some ideas. They're trying to streamline, and I think some of those ideas will eventually be passed off to some of the local affiliates.
Keep that Downton Abbey coming. Hey, yep. Great talking to you, Robert.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Talk
to you soon. Have a great weekend.
Bye.